My name is Noah Ye. I'm 13 years old. Today is June 5th, 2022, and I'm speaking with Michael Ye, who is my dad. We are recording this interview in Chicago, Illinois. My first question is, where were you born and where did you live growing up?
Yes. I was born here in Chicago as well, and but I don't have any early memories of Chicago because we moved to Ohio early on. So all of my childhood memories are from Columbus, Ohio, which is in the central part of the state of Ohio.
What was your experience growing up like?
It was good. Yeah, I enjoyed time with friends and family. The thing is, I switched schools a lot, so I think that was probably the hardest part of growing up, going to new schools and trying to find new friends. But it was great. I learned the violin growing up, so I had a little community where people that I played the violin with. So that was a constant in my life growing up.
How many schools or how many times did you change schools?
Yeah, gosh, I changed, let me count it here. I think I changed schools maybe 6 or 7 times, from, I guess, kindergarten all the way to like 9th grade.
What was the experience going to all these different schools like?
Yeah, it was hard. I think being the new kid is always really hard because everybody has, established relationships. And so, I was kind of like this oddball out. And growing up in Ohio, being Asian American myself, there weren't very many Asian Americans in the schools. So like, for example, I was the only Asian, really of any ethnic type of Asian, to graduate from a high school class. I was only, my brother and I, and maybe there was only one other Chinese family in the whole entire elementary school that I grew up in. So yeah, we were pretty much a minority in that regard. And then also being new to the schools, it was also, actually doubly hard to find friends. But the teachers were really nice and encouraging, and I really enjoyed my academics growing up.
What year and like what school did you feel like you fit in most?
Oh, that's a great question. From third grade. Wow. That's a great question. Probably, I was going to say from third grade to sixth grade, I was at the same school, but I actually skipped the fourth grade. So it was actually a new experience within the same school, for my fifth grade class. So maybe probably I would say, sixth grade. I was, that was at that school was the highest grade in that particular elementary school. And I had also, my teacher was the same as in third grade. So I felt very comfortable with him. So yeah, probably sixth grade was my most comfortable year.
Do you have any memories with the same teacher, this third grade and sixth grade teacher?
Yeah. He's actually my favorite teacher of really all time. His name is Rick Strangis. He, really instilled the love of learning for me. I really like games, and he made like all the tests, all the homework, all like a game, like one big game. So I just really had enjoyed my time there. And when I was, when I was in college, I had recommended him for like a who's who of the teachers in America. And, they sent him a plaque, and I went and visited him. At the time, he was like an assistant principal of high school, I think. So I just visited him in his office and was able to kind of chat with him. It was really good to kind of reconnect after all those years.
How has this teacher influenced your life today?
So I kind of mentioned to you, I was like the only pretty much Asian kid in the whole, definitely in all the classes growing up. And I think he never really, like, I never felt singled out by him he always treated me as just one of his other students. And I think just that value of being able to respect and treat one another equally, I think he really instilled that. Again, just a passion for learning really, really helped me in my life and even into higher education and college and grad school and further. I think also just really helping other people learn and helping others find the desire and the passion to learn as well. So I actually Worked as a baby, like a not a babysitter. I was gonna say babysitter, but a tutor for these young kids when I was in college and grad school, and that was, like, in a way, you know, I wanted to emulate Mr. Strangis in the sense that I wanted to be like him. I wanted to be a teacher, and so, you know, being able to tutor kids, help them out, help them see easier ways of, you know, figure out problem sets or whatnot. I think that was always something that he kind of instilled within me.
Earlier you mentioned that you liked playing games as a child. What other activities did you do?
Enjoy? I think my love, I did love playing games. I enjoyed just spending time. I think the biggest thing is spending time with my family playing games. That was really one of the things. I mean, we went to church together, well, for a portion of my upbringing, the latter portion of my upbringing. But like, that was one thing that, like, our whole family did. We would sit down and either play a board game or a card game. And it was always like checkers. There's like a Chinese version of like checkers, I guess you can say, that, you know, we would play. And that was really fun. It was a way for my parents are of different ethnicities. They speak different languages. My father's, Taiwanese, my mother's Korean. And so, we all didn't always communicate well, but, you know, the fact is, you know, when we got sat down and played a game together, I think that was one way that we could kind of bond together. That, and I would say food. We did a lot of eating together, which was really good. Had lots of different cuisines because my parents are different ethnicities, so that was cool as well. Church was a big part of my life, and so being able to hang out there. I remember in high school, on nice days like this in the summer, we'd play basketball until the sun went down, and sometimes way after the sun went down. So that was something I enjoyed too growing up.
Who else did you live with other than your mom and your dad?
Yeah, I have a younger brother, Alex. We're only about a year apart, so grew up pretty close. I'd say we're pretty competitive, you know, sports or academics. You know, I was I skipped a grade, so I was a little bit further ahead than him, but. We were probably, you know, the closest. I didn't grow up with a whole lot of family other than my parents and my brother. I have two maternal aunts here in the States. Between them, I had four cousins. So that was literally the only family, only, you know, blood relatives I had in the United States. So family gatherings are small and intimate, but they were good. They were fun.
What are some of your favorite memories with your younger brother?
Yeah, we would walk in elementary school. We'd walk to school together, and my brother is just hilarious. I think he's one of the funniest guys in my life, and so sometimes, you know, we just walk and he'd crack a joke, and I would just laugh so hard till my ribs hurt, man. He was just such a joker, and my parents are actually really serious. So when he was at home, he would get scolded for being too goofy, but I just thought it was hilarious. I think he just really made life a little more fun. Joking around all the time.
Who had the biggest influence on your life?
Oh, wow, that's a great question. I think there were, a couple people, but I would say the one of the main persons, he was the senior pastor of the church that I was at. He really mentored me even starting college. He spent some time one-on-one mentoring me, which I just thought was really special. The church that we went to, actually, he was the only guy who was on staff. And the church was numbered in the hundreds. You know, there was probably 300-400 adults and, you know, children and youth on top of that. And a lot of people were kind of clamoring for his time, and yet he chose to spend time with me one-on-one, mentor me, teach me and lead me and help me to really build my leadership skills, communication skills, reading, studying, teaching the Bible. So I really am very grateful for him. I think he's really taught me a lot with regards to just what leadership looks like, what humility looks like within leadership, and also how to be strong as well. Actually passed away a couple years ago. And so, unexpectedly, because he just got sick, not COVID, but he just got sick and he passed from his sickness. And so I do miss him when I think about him, but he had a tremendous impact upon my life. He actually went to college. He got his PhD in political science because he really wanted to go back to Korea. He's Korean. He wanted to go back to Korea and really kind of help out the Korean government. This is like post, you know, Korean War, where Korea was just starting to get back on its feet after that conflict, and he really wanted to go back and help his country that way. But he felt like he was called to pastor this small church in Central Ohio that actually became a pretty sizable church, and I would say a hub of Korean culture and community in Ohio. Yeah, like I said, the fact that he took the time to mentor me what had a tremendous impact upon my life.
Well, finally, do you have any questions for me?
No, this has been great. Appreciate the opportunity. Thanks so much.
Thank you for joining me.